all the country music. You're the fantasy fool in 3, 2.
Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, pray do.
Here's Brian and Mac.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All these papers together because there's a lot of studs and duds. This is nuts. So, week 10 in the books.
Yes.
Mac, how you doing?
I'm doing really well, and I'm disappointed that you just rejected my trade offer that I made you.
Sorry.
Joe Burrow for Dalvin Cook. Yeah, you didn't seem to think that was worth it.
Not at this point, because he's got some easier games coming up. And he put up points against Chicago, which, kind of helps. But I had Joe in our league in the beginning, because I thought, okay, I need a backup. Well, then I got Tannehill, and Tannehill's putting up 30-plus points. Why would I stick with Joe? Let's put some other people on the bench. And now I'm hurting.
Yeah, they really can't overstate. I don't know the guy's name, but the offensive lineman for Tennessee that went down, and they've not been right for the last three or 4 weeks.
Taylor Lewan.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to get him back. I think he's out for
Henry,
the season.
Henry has struggled. The whole thing has just looked completely broken.
One offensive guard.
Yeah, huge.
Isn't that something else? All right, let's see. I was looking at the notes here, looking at studs and duds,
good weeks.
Yeah, you've got the typical studs, Rodgers, Rivers, Bridgewater, Brady. Stafford was a stud, but now I think he's hurt, isn't he? Is he kind of going to be questionable for the next contest?
But I think he'll be okay, and I think that, what we're going to have to really worry about is what's going to go on with the Saints, especially if you've been riding your Saints. I don't think it's going to affect Kamara and the receivers too much as long as they can rein Jameis Winston in. And Taysom Hill is going to get his fair share of the workload too. So it could actually be, for the first time since I can ever remember seeing it, unlike a crowded wide receiver core or backfield, we may have a quarterback long jam.
Right. Well, and I think it becomes a two-headed dragon.
Yeah, I think so too.
I really do. Because Jameson's going to throw probably 3-4 interceptions, but he'll throw 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He'll put up 50 points.
Yeah, and I can't imagine that they're not going to pay Hill, who just so coincidentally happens to be the highest paid backup quarterback in the NFL.
Right. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really weird. If you're doing well in your league, I wouldn't bother with Winston.
Yeah.
But if you're down there and you're thinking, okay, I just need to take a chance.
Yeah. And I think it's a good streamer. I think you could probably get away with both of them if you're in a two quarterback leagues. I'm not in any two quarterback leagues, but I know some people are. And I think you could probably get away with rolling out either of those if you've got to plug in a second quarterback, because I think they're both touchdown viable.
Right. And stud Daniel Jones on bye this week, right?
Yeah, he's on bye. So we do have some bye week replacements. But we had, even though the Ravens looked terrible, Lamar Jackson put up 24, 25 points. So that was a bright spot in an otherwise bad spot for the Ravens, who for most part were just a collective dud.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers just continues to defy everything. I mean, the 60, 50-mile-an-hour crosswinds in Green Bay.
It worked. Not a problem.
Not a problem at all. Even Phillip Rivers looked good, and Teddy Bridgewater looked good. Brady looked good. I mean, some really good quarterback play. You and I were talking about this before the show. Like, when we talk about running backs, I have Leonard Fournette. I don't have Ronald Jones. It was Ronald Jones's week last week. He looked really good.
Big TD.
Hot hand approach there. J.D. McKissic is a great pickup if he's available in any leagues. He's the backup running back in Washington. But he's also heavily involved. He's in there on second and third down. He's catching passes out of the backfield. He had a monster performance. So did Antonio Gibson, though. Their other running back.
Yep.
So both of those guys. I know Gibson's not available, but McKissic is a great pickup. Naheem Hines.
Yeah, if you threw the dart on Hines.
Yep.
You did good. Mm-hmm. Who knows what's going to happen next week or the next week or the next week. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking Taylor. I have Taylor. I might drop him.
Yeah. And then I also think, too, that we, although I don't know if we want to call them studs, but, Salvin Ahmed and Lamar Miller for Chicago, Ahmed for the Dolphins. These are two, we remember Lamar Miller, but Ahmed is an undrafted rookie. These are two running backs that could have a ton of potential value down the road. Now, Miles Gaskin's going to be back in a couple of weeks, but still, you just never know. The Dolphins are for real, and, they're going to play to win. So they're going to ride the hot hand. How about that catch by DeAndre Hopkins?
Oh,
one for the ages.
Oh, my.
Absolutely wonderful.
That was absolutely crazy. Even some catches from Scantling surprised me. He's coming on again, too, and I think he's kind of taking over where Tanyan is droppable. I don't know if he's worth playing.
He is, too. And how about, Steelers hit the trifecta. Claypool, Deontay Johnson, and Juju all had big games. Big game for the Steelers. They absolutely... a lot of people thought that that might be the letdown game for them. They got out of Dallas, and some people thought that the Bengals were going to come in and be a little bit frisky and maybe pull off the upset. Well, that was over after about a quarter and a half.
Yeah.
So that didn't even look good. And so that leads us into some of our duds. Certainly, you have to think I hate to call Breeze a dud, but, you know, that was a killer. If you were starting Breeze, if you had a bye week replacement, or if Breeze is your regular starter, that was a killer. He ended up with 9 points in what was going to be a huge, it promised to be a huge game. Ryan Tannehill, as you've mentioned, Deshaun Watson was okay, but not great. Again, 50-mile-an-hour winds in Cleveland really hindered that passing game.
Baker's a better actor than he is a quarterback.
But yes, that's absolutely true. You know, Carson Wentz continues to be horribly inconsistent. And Drew Locke, in what I think a lot of people thought that was going to be a smash spot against the Raiders. I don't think people expected the Broncos to win, but they didn't expect, you know, however many, like 8 or 9 or 10 points out of Drew Locke, whatever he ended up putting up, a terrible, terrible performance. Some running backs, I think people were disappointed with Duke Johnson for the Texans and what should have been a running game.
Right, should have been better.
And Taylor for Indianapolis, Fournette for the Bucks, Chase Edmonds. Nobody can figure out what's going on here. The Bills, Moss, terrible in a shootout. Mike Davis was underwhelming. The Broncos running backs, Lindsay, et cetera. I mean, just some really, really underwhelming performances. And what do we say about our receivers, too? You know, Jerry Jeudy for Denver, Fulgham for Philadelphia, Brown for Tennessee. I mean, some of these receivers that we've been rolling out, Metcalf, the Seahawks look really in a state of disarray right now. Just another couple of others, Devontae Parker, he had a decent day, but they need to get him more involved in Miami. I mean, he's a stud receiver. What we thought was going to be just huge, Woods and Kupp, like a huge shootout against the Rams. Neither one of them did much of anything.
Isn't that something? It's so hard to guess.
Yeah.
This was a tough week though, for a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Look at the, and I'm talking fantasy teams.
Mm-hmm.
Not actual NFL team. Well, it was there,
and
too,
it's just
obviously.
Weird,
it
and
translates,
it just goes to say, like, what we've been talking about all season long. Like, you know, you just never know. Like, we thought these were going to be some smash spots for some of these players, and it ended up being completely opposite. And then you think about something like, well, you know, what do we do with these quarterbacks and receivers in 50, 60-mile-an-hour winds? And if you swapped out someone for someone else and so on, and then Rodgers goes off. I mean, just some real tricky games that went against, you know, the quote-unquote status quo.
Right. Oh, and some of them, like you look at Brown as a dud, it's just because he dropped balls.
Yeah.
He made Tannehill look, he didn't make Tannehill look bad.
Yeah.
But Tannehill should have had another 8 to 12 fantasy points just because John Brown dropped balls in his hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's frustrating.
Yep.
All right. Fantasy Fools brought to you by ITC here in Brookings. We'll be back with Fact or Fiction next.
Everywhere I turn, football.
I'm Dan LeSchool with the Sports Show Update. The Big East Conference has announced its all-conference football team from Sioux Valley. Jackson Schiller, Parker Pitts, Cassius Vanderwall, and Carson Christofferson. From McCook Central Montrose, Jacoby Krause and Jacob Wagner. From Flandreau, Tash Lunday and Chase Reed. From Chester, Stratton Eppard, Ryan Benson, Rod Wages, and Joby Wolf. Baltic has Corbin Wiskus, Easton Nordby, and Oscar Koistra. The complete list can be found on the Brookings Radio Sports Facebook page. The South Dakota State golf teams have added 3 players via national letters of intent. They're Tatum DePuig of Marion, Iowa, Piper Stubbs of Beaumaris, Australia, and Blake Schompert of Boulder City, Nevada. With your sports show update, I'm Dallas Cole.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is, don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Cam Jones. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office at 521 6th Street for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
You're listening to the Fantasy Fools, Brian and Mac, on K-Country 102.3.
Yeah, who'd ever thunk a fantasy football show on an FM music station in Brookings, South Dakota? I know there's a few people wanted
to. Dreams
it,
or, really do come true.
Boy, don't they ever. Man, there's a few out there scratching the scratching the glass in their automobile wanting to get out, but that's okay. It's almost half over. So I'm enjoying it, and I know that fantasy football people are too. So let me ask you your final four here, just to start this whole fact or fiction thing out. Let's see if you and I align.
Steelers, Chiefs, Packers, Saints. With a big, big question mark by the Saints, and just in terms of we need to see how their quarterback plays proceeds.
Right.
If and when Drew Brees, until when Drew Brees comes back, if he does in fact come back.
I really want to put the Cardinals in the mix there somewhere because I just think they're on a roll.
Yep.
And things are good for them right now. I don't know. So I'll go with it. And same sentiment.
Oh, well, we've got, question. I think there's a lot of bubblers out there. You know, right. Like, you know, you've got, you know, the Cardinals. I think the Bills are still alive.
The Vikings.
If the Seahawks could ever figure out a defense, the Vikings might sneak into the playoffs. You know, who the hell knows? I mean, they're one of the hotter teams in the league right now. I mean, the Dolphins.
I mean, actually, I'd love to see fantastic. The Dolphins in the Super Bowl. I would be so happy with
that. Yeah, and you can't rule out teams like the Colts either. You know, like they're, you know, they're sneaky good defense, and their offense looks like it's clicking a little bit now. The Rams are quietly, we were texting back and forth. The Rams have a really, like a sneaky good defense. Really good.
They do, and they've got offensive weapons like crazy. Mm-hmm. And Josh Reynolds is one of the crazy weapons that people forget about, you know. He's there. He had a great week this week.
Absolutely.
Raiders, Patriots, Dolphins. Good, right?
Love it.
Huh? Awesome stuff.
Yep.
All right. So do you seriously think the Saints can weather this Brees thing?
I do. And I think that if one thing history has told us is Sean Payton is one of the best, if not the best head coach in the NFL up there with the Andy Reids and Belichick's, et cetera. And I think that he has been preparing for this moment. I mean, Taysom Hill has been there for a long time. Jameis Winston was not just some shot in the dark. I mean, they really see something in him, and his reputation as a quote-unquote quarterback whisperer could really prove wonders for someone like Winston, who, you know, last year, remember the epic season, what was it, 26 touchdowns and 26 interceptions. You know, he's just got to rein in those interceptions. Now, they're built to win. They're built to win in any way possible. They're built to win on offense. They're built to win on special teams. They're built to win on defense. So when one of those phases shuts down, the other one can take over the game. And so I think that they are going to weather the storm. But it is disappointing, to say the least, especially if you're a Saints fan, because this is just another instance of their, you know, however many years now, their bad luck. I mean, they've just had bad luck. I remember the Vikings dealt them that bad luck blow that 1 year. And you know, they have been flirting with the Super Bowl for 4 or 5 straight years now, and it's another bad luck blow. And just to have them weather all of their injuries like they have up until this game, they're finally starting to get like almost fully healthy, and then they lose Brees.
So what are the Bucs? Are they mysterious? Are they an enigma? Are they curious?
I just can't. You know, I get so frustrated with these teams that are that 1 week. You know, I would rather have like a sort of middling mediocre, like a Tennessee Titans, Los Angeles Rams, and so on, where you know what you're going to get week in and week out, and you can expect a dud here and there. But when they go from, you know, scoring 3 points the week before and getting blown out to the complete opposite the next week, what do we expect this week? Their inconsistency is incredibly frustrating, and it makes for a tough, tough sell for fantasy options. And I include Tom Brady in that, too, because he's gonna have great weeks like he had last week. But then if you think about the week before, I mean, what do you do with someone like him?
Right. And for certain, the Cardinals are the contenders.
I do. I think they are contenders. I think they're contenders because of Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins. I think their defense is a little rough. But I just think that, I mean, when they're like the sort of like the Seahawks, except I think they're a tick better than the Seahawks, as evident by them beating the Seahawks at Seattle. And, you know, so I think that you really have to consider them a contender. And it's just really exciting for all of these young quarterbacks. We've mentioned that a million times, but it's just incredibly exciting watching these young quarterbacks play.
And the Ravens are for real. I mean, they might struggle a little bit, but they do have They've got a backfield that can get it done.
Yeah.
Some stupid play calling. I don't know what the deal was. I don't know why they tried the Wildcat with Ingram.
Yeah, I think so. They'll figure it out. Harbaugh's too good of a coach. They've got too many things going in their favor. But they are, again, another one of those frustrating teams. I also, you know, as we've talked about, too, I love the Raiders. I love what the Raiders are doing. I'm not quite sure if they're, I mean, they beat the Chiefs, so you have to say that they're at least a mini contender. But they're seeming to figure things out, and Gruden has really got Derek Carr playing great, great football. And I have to say it because it's worth saying that I still think Aaron Rodgers is the MVP. But it's a very close Pat Mahomes in there at second. And then, you know, you got your Kyler Murrays and your Russell Wilsons and so on. But after seeing Rodgers throw now twice this season in 30 to 50, 60 mile an hour winds and still putting up 30 to 40, 50 points in a game, it's unstoppable.
He's good. He's always been fun to watch.
Yep.
No doubt. All right. We're going to come back. We'll get into some numbers and we'll do the top five plays and all that jazz. Sit tight.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K-Country 102.3.
Get Blast Wi-Fi, powered by ITC. It includes a fully serviced and supported dual-band router. Updates are performed remotely, so no worries. Blast Wi-Fi Intro provides connection support for up to 20 devices and comes with basic parental controls. Step up to premium and get connection support for unlimited devices, as well as advanced parental control. Call today to learn more and get a blast.
It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Fools.
For a little bit there, I feel royal when I hear that one, and then it all goes away. Anyway, let's jump. Let's jump into the numbers here. Most points allowed to the positions. We got quarterback getting points from the Falcons, the Seahawks, and the Jags. Running backs grab them from the Lions, the Packers, and the Texans. Wide receivers, Seahawks at the bottom, followed by the Titans, and then the Falcons. Tight ends grabbing points from the Falcons and the Bengals and the Bills, and then defense. Points are coming off the Broncos and the Cowboys and the Jets. Dive into the red zone. Get it? Dive in just right across the line there. Malcolm Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm Brown had 10 opportunities there. Not right at the goal line, but he had 10 within the 10.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Pascal, mm-hmm. I think they say 10 there. Jimmy Graham, I think, had 6 or 7 inside the 20 again. And, you know, he's not producing weekly, but I think he makes up for a bad week.
Yeah.
You know, every once in a while. So you just got to keep an eye on him. Snap count. Jerick McKinnon, 44. You know, he's just going to play.
Yep.
I guess until Mostert comes back.
After a couple of blip weeks, that was really inexplicably weird. Like one week, I think he was just inactive or just didn't even get in. You know, and it was just like, who else do you got?
Crazy weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Maybe he was hurt or wasn't feeling quite right. Cam Sims for the Washington football team, 83 snaps. and he's kind of a sneaky one, you know. You just might be. Logan Thomas, tight end with the Washington football team, 87 snaps.
I've told you a million times, I love what Washington is doing.
Yes.
And with Alex Smith back, who's one of my starts for this week, they look good. And they've got, all of a sudden they can score. It's great.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch.
It's nice to see. It really is. It's fun to see other football teams play good.
Yeah.
And Washington football team
two
is
two great running
them.
Backs, a great tight end, and a great wide receiver.
Oh, no doubt. Well, you look at targets, and here's J.D. McKissic popping up with 15.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's huge for a running back and an RB2.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
And then Kalen Ballage, 6 there, and people were just kind of making fun of him. Cole Beasley's one of those guys you're afraid to take, but you should.
Yep.
If he's available, 13. And then Mark Andrews. He showed up a little bit with 9 targets.
Yeah, and I believe their other tight end got hurt, and I think it was season ending. So that's going to open up more opportunities for Andrews, who's certainly been frustrating for fantasy owners for the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Yes, isn't that the truth? All right, well, that little computer glitch there. We've been having those lately, but no glitch at the top 5, though. Mac,
All right, at quarterback, I love Alex Smith versus the Bengals. I think you have to take a look at Winston and or Taysom Hill, especially if you've got some bench depth and you can afford taking a spot. I'd take a gamble on either of those, starting with Winston first. If he's not available, you might stash Hill and see what happens, and then you can always drop him a week later or whatever, or if right. he's not yeah. declared the starter. But I think it's worth taking a look. I love Roethlisberger versus the Jaguars, and I like, believe it or not, I like Kirk Cousins versus Dallas, because all people do is throw for 350 yards and four touchdowns against Dallas. Now, watch Hill throw for 75 yards yep. and five interceptions.
Yep, because Dalvin will run.
Yep. I just think you have to keep running with J.D. McKissic in Washington. He is an excellent, excellent running back. You can either play him at running back or flex. You know, he's putting up, if you look at his last few weeks, he's putting up between 12 and 18 points a game. Just an absolute smash spot. And Washington's going to keep going to the well. They're, you know, Ron Rivera is an old school coach. It's like, if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it.
Yep.
LaMichael Perrine for the New York Jets. What? We're getting a Jet out there? Right before the break, Adam Gase, right before their bye, said that Frank Gore is no longer the starter. Perrine is going to be the three-down back, with Gore spelling him from time to time. Now, that's a little bit of a flip, and all you have to do is think about volume, 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 especially in a thin running back position. Mike Davis, McCaffrey's going to be out for a while. Get him. James Conner, I think he bounces back finally against Jacksonville. At wide receiver, anybody versus Dallas. So Justin Jefferson, of course, is obvious. I like Emmanuel Sanders versus the Falcons. I think that whoever plays quarterback is going to have to lean on him and Michael Thomas.
Especially Winston.
Mm-hmm. And since they're going to double team most of the time Thomas or give them the best quarterback, I think it opens up. Traquan Smith is hurt, so Emmanuel is the next man up. Well, he's always been the next man up. I like Big Mike Williams versus the Jets, and Brandon Cooks to bounce back against the Patriots. Tight end, you mentioned him, Logan Thomas versus the Bengals. Noah Fant versus the Dolphins. Hayden Hurst versus the Saints. And then at defense, I like the Eagles at the Browns. I also like the Browns versus the Eagles, so I like both of those defenses. I like the Vikings versus Dallas, and I like the Chargers versus the Jets.
And don't forget, Dallas could play tough, but the Vikings are playing tougher.
Yep.
Right? 100%. All right, we'll, I guess, a little Dublé next. Double down and more. We'll talk injuries, too, on Fantasy Fools.
Fireball.
It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Fools.
Fireball.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but I don't care what y'all say. Because as the world turns, y'all just gonna learn.
You're listening to the Fantasy Fools on K-Country 102.3.
All right, the old Dublé. Let's double down here. And this actually is a pretty easy double down now, the way Wentz is playing, because he just cannot figure it out. And they're not going to put in number two either, because he's not ready to play.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts,
yep.
Is it? Yeah, he's not ready. He's not. So we saw their new game plan, I think. Nobody was expecting Boston Scott to play as much as he did. Mm-hmm. I realize Miles Sanders has been out, but I think, because Boston Scott is so good catching the ball, and so is Miles Sanders,
yep.
You know, for the most part, I think Boston's better. But I'm doubling down on Boston Scott if he's available.
Yep.
I think Boston Scott's better than if you've got Fulgham in a flex spot.
Mm-hmm.
You're better off with Scott if you can pick him up.
He's one of this is a great double down, because it's almost identical to Antonio Gibson and J.D. McKissic in Washington. It's not these are not muddied backfields like other teams are. These are teams that get these two players, running backs, heavily involved, and you can get, count on points. It's not like one's just going to be a zero.
Right.
You know, they're going to be involved heavily week in and week out.
No
I love Boston Scott. That run he had on Sunday was epic.
It was. And I would do McKissic, but he's rostered in too many teams.
Yep.
You know, there just isn't enough of them left to go around. But Boston Scott, on the other hand, whole different story.
Yeah. No, he's a great pickup.
Panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
This is a class one emergency.
Okay. So, who isn't hurt?
Should
we
ask
that question?
Well,
who isn't hurt?
We talked, so Nick Foles last night, keep your eye on him. I don't, if you're running him out as your every week starter, I pray for you and make sure you keep the bourbon bottle nearby. Drew Brees obviously hurt. Teddy Bridgewater banged up, but it didn't seem like it was serious. It's not season ending or anything, so he's day to day. So monitor those quarterbacks. Melvin Gordon banged up for Denver. Mike Davis hurt his finger, but he's good to go, so don't worry about him. Jamichael Hasty for the 49ers, and then Smokey John Brown for Buffalo got banged up a little bit in that game as well. And, you know, again, not injuries, but just make sure you keep a note that on bye this week, Bills, Bears, Giants, 49ers, and then also don't forget the Thursday night game, Cardinals at Seahawks.
Yeah, and that does
epic,
make
a great game.
Yes.
Yes, a great
game. Yeah, going to be very excited to watch that one.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K-Country 102.3. This bust the move. It's Brian and Mac, the Fantasy Fools.
Yeah, more call mail, please. All right, so... You know, the list of injuries, honestly, it feels like it's getting a little bit smaller and smaller. We've got a bunch that are still out. We don't hear from, like, Eckler. Could he come back in week 11? I don't think so, but I think 12 may be a possibility.
Yeah, and then also I've neglected to mention that McCaffrey owner's got some bad news. It looks like he's going to miss another few weeks. They don't expect him back. And so it's the Mike Davis show for the foreseeable future there. Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, Joe Mixon, is the Gio Bernard gravy train going to be over, you know, but these are the things that the situations where if you've got Mixon and you handcuffed him with Bernard, you don't have anything to worry about because you've got Mixon ready to step in. But if you were riding Bernard without Mixon, now you got to make some other decisions if Mixon comes back.
No doubt. So we talked a fair amount about Jameis Winston, and I just think he's a viable fill-in for Breeze. I really do, especially with Hill there.
Yeah.
So shouldn't be afraid to grab him. Daniel Jones, probably a good opportunity to grab him if you're hurting. If you're in the serious hurt bag, I think they're on bye this week, so you may be able to grab him.
Yep.
And I see you've got Kirk Cousins and Alex Smith on the list.
Yeah, and if I had to rank those, I'd go, I think that Winston is the one that you would want to go with, followed by Alex Smith and then Daniel Jones, and then Kirk Cousins, a bye week replacement. And don't forget Taysom Hill, too, if you've got the roster space to have him.
You know, and really, in kind of investigating and spending some time, you might not be afraid of Flacco. With the matchup, if
Darnold's out,
back,
Darnold's out.
He is out for sure. So, so you know, you might, if you're in the serious hurt bag and you got to have a player, maybe, just maybe look at Flacco. He did put up some numbers last time he was on the field. So, you've got a couple of no-namers here. Mm-hmm. Well, Ballage is not a no-namer, but
and then,
all of a sudden he pops up with the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. And the Dolphins, Salvin Ahmed, he looked really good. He's worth a pickup. Nyheim Hines should not be available in any leagues, but if he is, pick him up. Plug your nose with Cam Akers. I don't like the that's just a mess.
You know what? I'm gonna call him an NFL dud. I think he's not going to meet expectations.
Yep.
I just don't feel that he's there. You know, maybe in another year, but right now I watched that game, and it didn't look good.
Yep.
So there's no trust there.
And then last night, if you watched the game, you saw Lamar Miller play for the Bears. He looked good. He looked fast. He looked explosive. He's going to be a huge popular waiver wire pickup this week, especially with the thin running back depth. At wide receiver, Michael Pittman from the Colts and Josh Reynolds from the Rams both had great weeks. So Josh Reynolds had his big week at the expense of Kupp and Woods. So that's what happened there. And then again, we've talked and talked again about Logan Thomas, tight end for Washington. Washington, you know, I know, you know, they got beat by the Lions, but they're in every game and they're throwing the ball, they're running the ball, and as the saying goes, Alex Smith didn't come there for a haircut. He wants to throw it.
We're coming up in the 2-minute warning.
That's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
2-minute whistle blows, it's your ball game.
Two minute warning. Here we go.
You know, I guess I could add one more name to the waiver list. Jakeem Grant for the Dolphins.
Yep.
You know, he may be a possibility. And Zach Pascal, or Pascal, however you choose to pronounce his name. You know, I think it's there. Got a few emails here. This one comes from Chuck, Purple People Eaters. He's in a PPR league. He's actually in our Carpies league. What type of coin works best when flipping to decide which player to flex? Being in a PPR league, would I assume a smaller Brady-sized coin would be best?
I'm partial to the Susan B. Anthony dollar.
I've been reduced to a penny. Sorry. All right, this one comes from Nake Fuse, PPR league. Taste a rainbow. I have Tannehill and Taylor, and I'm coming for you.
Wow, a little trash talk.
Gotta have some. That's what we need on this show.
Absolutely.
In the last couple of minutes, we do. And here's one from Steve. His team's called No Luck at All, half PPR. I have Tannehill, but all I have to choose from is Rivers, Dalton, and Cousins. Dot, dot, dot.
Rivers.
Yeah, actually, I've looked at Rivers thinking,
yep.
There's maybe some.
They're going to have to score against Green Bay. I mean, the Colts defense is good, but they're not going to shut out the Packers. They're going to have to score. And Phillip looked good the last couple of weeks.
Right.
No doubt about it. Got to be fair.
Really, their running game?
Yep.
Non-existent, I mean, to a point.
Yeah.
You know, they keep trying people, and they keep getting hurt.
Yeah.
So, Eckler, when Eckler comes back, the Chargers are a whole different team.
Yes, they are.
So,
absolutely.
Anyway. All right, well, that's week 10.
Great week, everyone.
Week 11?
Week 11. Thursday night smash. That's a great, great matchup. Seahawks, Cardinals will kick off the weekend in grand fashion.
Isn't that something? 11, 12, 13, and then playoffs, baby.
Yes.
Playoffs. Ain't that crazy.
Yep.
Well, good luck to you in week 11, and we'll meet you right back here next Tuesday to talk about it and then give you some pointers on week 12.
Thanks for listening, everyone.